good to have Victor Cruz back in there for some snaps.
It was good to have Victor back in the fold. Another small step today.
Why did you guys want to bring him back? I mean, this is the spring. It's mini camp. What was the thinking behind bringing him back now?
We felt it was time to take the next step.
I mean, it's a small step, obviously, but how significant do you think it is?
Well, anytime he has a chance to get out there and build chemistry with the quarterback, it's a plus.
You obviously didn't want to tax him too much, though, physically.
Again, another small step. Just small steps.
Any more steps forward during these 3 days? Or?
We'll find out. You know, we'll go in, we'll take a look, see how he gets through today. And we're not done with our work today, so see how he gets through today. Wake up in the morning and see where we are.
You had mentioned training camp as the likely goal a month or so ago. Or why? What changed between then and now? Or
We felt it was time to take the next step.
In general, did you like the way he looked?
Yeah, absolutely. He ran a couple routes versus air, versus man-to-man, stuck his foot in the ground, looked like he could get some separation.
Does he look at all like he's concerned about the knee or the calf? Like, is there any hesitation when you see him do the drills?
We'll go in and take a look at it on tape, but I didn't notice anything out here live.
You missing JT Thomas? Is he injured?
JT has a lower leg injury. It's something that we feel he'll be ready for camp.
You have a bunch of other guys. Any update on Thompson and Lacoste? Didn't seem to do much. Montari Hughes.
No, same thing. We're going to hold on those guys until camp.
What was the deal? Is it his Achilles still?
Lower leg.
From is that OTA, troubling for you with him? I mean, this is an injury he had last year, or is it just precautionary with the maintenance for him?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that popped up at the end of last week. We expect him to be ready to go for camp.
From OTAs to mini camp, what are you trying to accomplish the most during this stretch here?
You know, there's really it's really a supercharged OTA is what mini camp has become. You know, we don't have pads on, have helmets on. We're just trying to build on some of the things we accomplished in OTAs, really take it to the next step that way, and finish the offseason strong, heading into camp.
There's a lot of small changes at practice. There's music now. You hear the computerized voice. Was it difficult deciding what was going to be changed and what sort of went into those decisions?
No, we've been thinking about it for a while. I've been thinking about it for a while. So, evolution, not revolution. And it was easy to make some of those changes, some of those tweaks.
Who was that voice there at the end telling you,
You don't know?
I have an idea. We want to hear from you.
That was Rachel from the CAF.
Rachel.
Yep. So shout out to Rachel.
We're going to get it then.
Yeah. We're gonna use a variety of tactics there during practice to motivate.
I know you've only had him a few days, but how is Cole Perkins so far? Does he have a lot of catching up to do, or is he kind of on target?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Paul's he watched every practice. We had a chance to catch up with him at night. There are some rules that you can communicate at night, and watching the practice, being able to go through and look at the installs and study the book. Certainly, it's not as good as being here, but he has some catching up to do.
You're able to send him the video of the practice, and he watches it. Is that how it works, the process?
Yeah.
And then you were able to go over it with him every day, or not you personally?
Not personally, but he was able to watch it and get feedback on the practice.
With his position coach, I assume?
Yes.
How excited are you about the group that's assembled out here today?
Very excited. We feel we're putting a solid foundation down. We have a lot of positive energy out here, and the guys seem excited, and feel like we have a chance to build a pretty strong team.
One of the older institutions at Coughlin was the clocks being set 5 minutes ahead. I'm just curious, did that ever change?
No, we remain on TC time.
Okay. Oh, that one, first press conference. Anything else?
Ben, do you like, we got to see for the first time DRC move inside in the slot. I know he's done it in his career. What do you like about that and kind of giving him some run in there?
Well, we want to train a variety of guys inside. I think it helps with versatility. It also helps to learn the complete picture of the defense. I think if they can play outside and inside, it helps understand what the other positions are going through. And we have a variety of guys who can do both.
We saw Sterling Shepard running with the first team a little bit. What went into that? What has he done to earn that, and what has impressed you about what he's done here so far?
Again, he's a young, conscientious player. He's made a lot of plays here in the off season, and he's going to have an opportunity to earn that spot.